Hey believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today, we're going to be talking about overcoming anxiety through faith. And one thing I want you to know is that the depth that we know God is the depth we will be able to trust God. And that's really the theme of when we're having feelings of anxiousness. And that's something that I really want to talk to you about, because whether it's inside of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, or inside of my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, it's important that we're careful with how we label what it is that we're going through. When I was creating my course, the Spiritual Growth Framework, I really wanted to address a lot of the big feelings that we have in sense of feelings of anxiousness, the fear, the worry, and really address why do we have these things. And there's a whole lesson about understanding feelings and emotions and being able to process them in a very healthy way and walking through them and actually giving you really practical examples of how to do that. So overcoming anxiety isn't about pushing away your feelings, ignoring them, or treating like what you're going through is nothing. Overcoming anxiety really is about hinders our ability to trust God with our heart. So when we're thinking about having feelings of anxiousness, it's really about our ability to trust God with our hearts, our pain, our concerns, our situation, and justice. When something feels uncertain or beyond our reach, we start to feel anxious in our bodies. So feeling anxious might show up as depending on the level and not limited to the pacing, fatigue, nausea, irritability, digestive issues, or even headaches. Again, not limited to, we can feel them very differently because we're all so different. But our body's response to the emotions we are experiencing and feelings we have tells us that our sympathetic nervous system has kicked on. That means your fight or flight response controlled by the automatic nervous system. This system in our body that we don't consciously control regulates things like our heart rate, our breathing, our urination, but it's also a system that reacts when you're under a physical threat. So the autonomic nervous system produces your fight or flight response from your sympathetic nervous system, which is designed to help you defend yourself, right? So therefore, when we are talking about overcoming anxiety, we recognize two things. We are carrying a belief about God, and we are physically experiencing this belief in our bodies. So the anxiety and anxiousness we may feel is an outward expression of what's happening inside. Remembering, anxiety is secondary and the effect of the inner turmoil, the racing through us. That's the feelings of anxiousness. When our focus becomes solely on overcoming anxiety, we can miss the heart change and transformation God wants to do through us. Anxiety is a symptom and not a root. Can anxiety be the root of physical discomfort? Absolutely. But remember, there is a root that causes anxiety, and that anxiety causes physical discomfort. Now, this is about the time that we want to start adding scriptures and researching and thinking, okay, what can I do to overcome anxiety? Right? Listen, I get it. The word of God is clear about how to handle our cares, what to do with them, and how to actually get through when we're feeling anxious. It reminds us to focus on God. It reminds us to think about what we're thinking about. And what this really boils down to are these two things: what we are caring about God and that we're experiencing Him in our bodies. And then these two questions that are really the focal point of this episode. What do you believe about God? And what do you believe that God believes about you? So when we're having feelings of anxiousness, this can really boil down to, do I trust God in the fact that He will take care of me? Do I feel emotionally, spiritually, and physically safe with God? Because when we have feelings of anxiousness, which can lead to worry, it's when we start to wonder, how is this going to happen? How is this answer going to be solved? And then we start to carry feelings of anxiousness in our body because we don't know how it's going to get resolved. We don't know what's going to happen. And we take our eyes off God and we're wondering, does He see and does He care? So we can really boil this down to, do I trust God? And when we answer these two questions, though, because do I trust God goes into, what do you believe about God? And what do you believe that God believes about you? In my spiritual growth framework coaching program, I really go more in depth into this topic. So if this is something that you feel like you have wrestled with, please join me. Let's walk through this together. Because I get it. It's hard to cast our cares on a God when we don't think that God cares. We can say those things, but do we believe them in our hearts? There are times when we allow what we feel to dictate what is the truth, right? So for example, I know God says He will never leave me, but why do I feel like He has? When we feel something like that, it's often that we've left God. So is overcoming anxiety through faith merely just memorizing scripture? No. It's also becoming embodied with the word and living it out in our daily lives. Our habits are formed around what we love. What we love drives our habits. Therefore, we ask ourselves, what do we love that is driving these habits? I know these feelings because I have lived them, and we'll go through them depending on the season of my life. When I start to feel a specific way, I try to get in the habit of asking myself, do I trust God here? I'm, again, still programming myself to ask this question. And this allows me to address and be gentle with the situation. We will never be able to comprehend really the depth of God's love for us, but we can start with learning how to receive and to live in His love one step at a time. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. This is a promise from God. It's one that we can trust about His character and nature. He will sustain us. We don't have to be shaken. It doesn't mean we won't be shaken, though. This just means that we don't have to live shaken. Overcoming anxiety starts with knowing who God is to you and what you believe He believes about you. There are many different aids and supplements and workouts and foods. And again, therapy, all of those things are great. I have an emotional eating course all about the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating. Listen, foods and workouts, I'm here for it. But we need the sustaining power of Christ because that's where our character changes. If we don't start there, nothing else is going to matter. Everything else is just bandages covering up a wound that continues to cut deep. We can read the word of God and live it out practically, which also at the same time helps our nervous system calm down. My spiritual growth framework coaching program would be great for you if you want to know how to do this on a practical level. But again, this whole episode about overcoming anxiety through faith, we have to recognize two things. We are carrying a belief about God and we are physically experiencing this belief in our bodies. And number two, I want you to answer these questions. What do you believe about God? And what do you believe that God believes about you? How is this challenging you? I want to know. You can join us inside of our free Facebook group, or if you want to even go deeper with me and have more personal access to me, join my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where you will begin to heal your life and your heart and find freedom in your body and how to practically live this out to have healthier relationships, have a healthier relationship with God, to rebuild and restore trust with God and those around you. So as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved? A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.